you there hiding in the sauna. And you laughed at me when I called it marijuana. Everything I see now ends in a comma. Can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation.
UMFM's annual funding drive is back, running from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year, all of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal, behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork by Brady Froze, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or, as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hey, umfm.com/donate.pledgeorama. April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
Hi, my name is Dick Valentine. I'm in a band called Electric Six. You're listening to CJUM, CJUM, 101.5, University of Manitoba. Manitoba.
I bet you know my relatives. Their names will never die. My mother is a saint, and my brother is a god. But all I am is Jesus' brother Bob.
Jesus' brother Bob. Jesus' brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
I have to pay the ferry to cross the Galilee. But not my brother.
No, not him.
He walks across for free. I finally get to work about a quarter after nine. Already he's turning water into wine.
Jesus, brother Bob. Jesus, brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including, oh, donuts? We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, and weekends from noon until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all of your Winnipeg Transit-related needs. If you are a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAYGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PAYGO card? Don't sweat. You can get squared away on that as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of the UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got student-related Winnipeg Transit questions, we've got all the answers. call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Pledgerama is back. Our 2026 runs from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year, all of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal, behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork done by Brady Fries, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate. Pledgerama, April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
May 30th at the Park.
7th String releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website or in person. Contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up. Have a great night. Buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
I can't stand the rain against my window. You're bringing back sweet. When we walk together,
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, now baby. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. You've been running.
Ladies and gentlemen, I must say, it is crazy to me how not many people over here, and when I say over here, I mean the West, have seen the absolute classic, The Commitments. If you have not watched it, and you're a huge, huge fan of the blues, I recommend you go and go watch that movie. This is, of course, the Rip That Blues show here on CJUM. FM 101.5. And if you can't tell, my voice is extremely coarse. I definitely pushed myself the other day singing with the band, practicing for our show on the 25th at Selkirk. And I am paying for it. So with that said, we got one more tune here from The Commitments. So far we've had I Can't Stand the Rain and Mustang Sally, which unfortunately that was the tune that did it in for me. And now we have here The Dark End of the Street from the movie as well. Before we get into a whole bunch of some awesome Canadian blues. So remember, folks, sorry about that. If you really like what you're listening to and you like the music we're playing, go support the artists, buy the music, add the music to your playlist if you can. But more importantly, if they are coming through, go put your butt in a seat. Go buy a ticket. And more importantly, buy yourself a t-shirt. Come on. We all know your wardrobe needs it. It's not like, you know, you're going to go through and find the 35 other band t-shirts you haven't worn in 15 years. And let's be honest, we're all going to find that thing when it comes to the spring cleaning and be like, do I really want to get rid of it? Nah. And it's going to be that one thing that you really don't need. But you know what you do need? It's another band t-shirt. I hope you folks are enjoying yourselves. I know we've had a bit of a rough one with the weather for the last little bit. We've had nice sunshine, rainbows and lollipops and all the fun stuff and having it nice. And then we get snow. And now we're back to having sunshine and rainbows. And, well, looks like we might even get more snow this week, or more rain. Be nice if it was just rain and not snow. But with that said, let's just keep the good vibes going, shall we? Here is, for our last slot here, Dark End of the Street, before we get into the more of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, grab yourself a drink, whatever it may be. Probably hot for me, because I definitely need it for my throat. But get yourself something nice. It's Sunday. Monday's tomorrow. That means that most of you got to go back to work. But for me, I'm just going to spin more songs. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and let's continue on.
At the dark end of the street, that is where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide. Dark end of the street, you and me. I know time is gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin, and we know it's wrong. Oh! Dark end of the street, you and me. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us, love, someday. You and me at the dark end of. Thank you.
up and he said, give me your money. I thought, no shots he would be firing, no fights I would be picking. So my right hand raised the smokes up and my left a bag of chicken. I said, I don't have any money. I spend my money on
All right. Gotta love that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are just at the halfway point. Of course, we finished off our selection of The Commitments with The Dark End of the Streets. Of the Streets. From the, of course, The Commitments soundtrack there. James King and the Lone Wolves. All the way from Scotland. with The Chance I Can't Deny from the Texas Lullaby EP. And just looking up these guys, what are the... I gotta mention what the good old internet said about them. Man, nope, that was not it. I was kind of surprised with this one, because I thought, oh, you know, found it, and I thought it was Canadian, but I double-checked it, and no. So, they are from Glasgow, Scotland, emerging from the during the 1980s, but from the punk scene. So, really, it's all a mesh of punk, blues, country, and garage rock. And as the internet here tells me, which, you know, it's not always right, but described as a notorious Glasgow rock band with postcard connections. I have no idea what that means, but it sounds cool. And if you liked what they had there, then please look them up. Apparently, their other well-known single is Back from the Dead, which we will check in next time. But honestly, James King and the Lone Wolves, I like that a lot. And hopefully you do too. And my phone is vibrating. I hate how, even though it's on silent with the vibration, if you put on a hard enough surface, it still picks it up on the microphone. And of course, we had there Heather Blush and the Uppercuts with Baby It's Too Late from Versa. And one of Winnipeg's local greats, The Perpetrators with Smokes and Chicken. That has not been a song I have not played in quite a long time. And I think it was about time we put it on today. And next up here, we have here from The Tea Party with a long one. You know I like my long songs. With Correspondence remastered from The Tea Party. This was uploaded 7 years ago from the album The Edges of Twilight. And this came back out in 2015 originally, but it was uploaded 7 years ago. So this album is about 11 years old. Oof. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying it so far. Remember, if you like anything you're hearing, just like me with James King and the Lone Wolves, add the music to your playlist. But more importantly, Record Store Day was the other day. Friend to talk about this. I was able to sneak out a little bit really early and get myself a copy of a band's album on Record Store Day from Toronto. And I'm glad to have gotten that because, man, there was a lineup. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, buy the music. Record Store Day was yesterday. I'm pretty sure there should still be some Record Store Day exclusives out there. So with that, be a cool person. Buy yourself a record. Buy yourself some vinyl. And don't be the one to put it on the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, grab yourself a drink, whatever it may be. We got here The Tea Party coming up in 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
listlessness. Hands reaching out to grasp the open emptiness.
Down. sight. Coming out of the night, I was creeping cold, cold on. Thought at the time that the thin white line would lead me back to my swan. Oh, I was wrong. Now this song is a song of a broken heart. It makes me sad because all that I had was love for that girl from the start.
A little bit of blues rock segment there, especially with an interesting one. See, I like it when bands take it to a different level with their music. For example, when I was listening to the James King and the Lone Wolves, I was actually thinking at first, I'm like, oh no, is this going to be blues or not? And then it was. With Tea Party, with Correspondence, that long one there, and looking them up, it's really interesting. They take a lot of elements from different genres. And when I was reading, I'm like, wow, you can actually kind of hear it, like the piano and stuff like that with it being bluesy. It's really cool when you have something that's a blues rock, hard rock ballad in a way. And it's different. And that I like. I like it when it's different. And the Tea Party does that there. And so when we look at what genres they are related to, they take influence all the way from heavy metal, Middle Eastern Indian music with blues influence, and taking it as well with rock. And it's really kind of interesting. As stated here, they're heavily influenced with acts like Led Zeppelin and The Doors and much more. And you can kind of hear that a little bit with how different it is. And the Tea Party, definitely one of those ones that are interesting and a whole other area, almost a genre of their own. And once again, from the great homeland of this amazing country. So if you want something interesting, a little bit of a rabbit hole to dive down, the Tea Party is where it is at for you. Now, this one, to kind of swing into a little bit of a different mix of it, I thought how fun it would be if I were to take two very interesting songs like Correspondence, and then into the next song we had after that being the Minglewood Band with Rockin' the Blues from the Minglewood Band album, and then go straight into something that's blues with bluegrass, and that being Saddle River String Band. So if you haven't gotten your daily dose of banjo in a while, you're in luck, because I'm about to give that to you.
Sheriff with a daughter up ahead.
Up ahead.
Up ahead.
We'll slip you through the kitchen to her bed.
To her bed.
If I die from a bullet on this long, lonesome trail, won't you
cover me over in the ground?
In the ground.
In the ground.
In the ground.
Or in the ground.
Won't you cover me over in the ground? If I die. Paul's face just gives me such a pride. If I die from salvation on this long, lonesome trail, won't you
cover me over in the ground?
In the ground.
In the ground.
In the ground.
Or in the ground.
Won't you cover me over in the ground? If I die from salvation on this long, lonesome trail, won't you
cover me over?
Now, folks, you may be wondering, Stephen, why are you playing a huge variety of different blues? Well, if you ever watch that movie, I think it's called Inside Out or whatever, the one where it's like about the emotions and stuff like that. If you ever wondered what it's like for someone to be so in-depth with music, but also have ADHD. Welcome to the playlist of a show that this is. I thought I'd have fun today with looking at different types of blues and just saying, okay, let's go from Irish, you know, blues, you know, from the Commitments, and then we jumped into James King and the Lone Wolves from Scotland. Then we went, you know, Heather Blush and the Uppercuts, you know, some cool Canadian stuff there. Then we went, you know, into the Perpetrators with that really aggressive punky blues with Smokes and Chicken, and then we then had, you know, the Tea Party, which, as I will say again, if you ever wanted to know what it's like to know a musician who has ADHD, this is the playlist for you. It goes everywhere. but that there was Outlaw Blues from the Saddle River String Band, released back in 2008, which is crazy. And this is the really crazy part. Their official YouTube channel has 7 subscribers. And this video only has 307 views. So that means only 307 amazing people have heard this until now. So please go ahead and look up Saddle River String Band. Give them some love. They deserve it for such an awesome tune there. And for a song that came out nearly 20 years ago, nearly. Just you know, for all of us who are older people like myself, like I'm turning 26 this month. 20 years is a big number. and they are all the way from PEI, Prince Edward Island. You remember that little place that we had to draw on our Canadian maps? That little place, and if you forgot about it, you lost a mark. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. With that, we're going to move over to Dutch Mason with Walking Blues, and hopefully we got some time here to have Living Blues with Diving Duck Blues to take us out of the show. So folks, we're going to let Dutch Mason take it over here for us with Walking Blues.
My shoes, guess I had me a case of them mean old walking blues. I woke up this morning, woman, looked round for my shoe. You know, I guess I had me a case of them mean old walking blues. Some people say now that blues ain't bad. You know, I lost the best woman I ever had. I woke up this morning now, look round for my shoes. You know, I guess I had my case of them mean old walking blues. I won't hear. An hour a duck. You know, I swim to the bottom and never come up. The ocean of whiskey now. An hour a duck. You know, I swim to the bottom. Oh, I'd never come up. Let me hear that one more time. Thank you. that blues ain't bad. You know I lost the best woman I ever had. I woke up this morning, people, looked round for my shoes. I guess I had me case of them mean old walking blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We got here Living Blues with Diving Duck Blues to take us out for the rest of it. So, you know the drill. Same time, different place, but the same spot on your radio dial. I love you all so much, and I will see you during our Pledgerama show. And hopefully my voice is not as hoarse. It probably will be because I'm playing a gig the night before. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in. And I will see you then. So remember, it's with your support that we keep doing this. And I hope to have you there to listen and maybe to throw a little donation our way to keep shows like this and good vibes like this going. See y'all then.
Just for day.